This is like standing somewhere high above the northwest, Stockport, Manchester, and looking at a vista. Elements of it are real, but he, by his own admission, made it up as a composite scene. So it's got Stockport Viaduct, which I know very well, just to the right top of the picture. Everybody's there. There are old people hunched in their coats. There are young people in gangs processing across. There's somebody pushing a pram. And in the middle of this painting is this strange crater-like shape, the white shimmering surface of a boating lake. And the fact that there are boats out on this lake and there are people walking, taking the air, talking to each other, standing, looking at the view, suggests this is leisure time. You feel, although his work is not overtly political, he is engaged with and interested in and cares for the people that you're seeing. And I love the way that the smoke from the mills becomes the sky. It blends in with the clouds, so you're not aware of the distinction between the natural and the industrial. For me, there's always a personal pull towards Lowry as well, because we have a family connection. My mother was brought up in Salford, and they had a very close family friend, and this family friend had a back bedroom facing across the alley into another back bedroom. And in this other back bedroom was this young painter who was working on his paintings, and they used to wave across the alley at each other. And everyone knew he was the painter. This man was obsessively working. He went to Manchester Art School, and he was this promising young painter. It was L.S. Lowry. But he was just this eccentric man. And I've often joked with my mother, why didn't you buy one? We would now be millionaires.